You can have your past tense sheet just for reference. And your Bhandarkar. I'm just going to be, go to page 9, what is the page there? Go to page 60 on Bhandarkar to start. Page 60 yes. On Bhandarkar. These are, on this page 60, the Sanskrit, they're just a lot of different examples of the past tense. So I'm going to read some of them for you and then go to another lesson that has more examples. There's three different lessons here that are examples of the past tense. I just want to give you some practice at identifying, at recognizing. Okay? And, you know, if you have time, this is going to be, it's online, right? And it's differentiated as the grammar section. And so you can always pull out this page 60 and follow online. Peter, are you going to follow this? It's in the Bhandarkar, page 60.
Oh.
Do you have your Bhandarkar?
No. I have an extra one.
Okay. So repeat after me. Ramo Ravanam Ajayat.
Ramo
Ravanam Ajayat.
Ramaha
Ravanam Ajayat. Okay, remember in the past tense the verb is going to begin with an unless there's a preposition, then the will come between the preposition and the verb. But in the past tense, that augment is going to be there. The verb is going to go through the same changes as in the present tense. So, for instance, here you have ajayat. The root is g. G becomes j plus a becomes jaya. So, jayati would be he conquers. Ajayat, he conquered. Okay, so here, Rama conquered Ravana. Right? Ramaha, nominative singular, Ravanam, the proper name for the Rakshasa, Ravanam. Ramaha, Ajayat, Ramaha conquered. Who? Accusative, Ravanam. Ramaha, Ravanam, Ajayat. If I wanted to say Rama conquers, it would be Jayati. Rama conquers Ravana, Jayati. Ajayat, conquered.
But Ajayat is a
singular, third person singular.
So why is it third?
Because Ramaha.
Person.
Ramaha. Rama.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
So, say if I have, the root here is G.
That's
one paras maipada. Third person singular in the present tense would be Jayati. Third person singular in the past tense would be Ajayat. Okay? So this is what I want you to see the difference. Conquers, conquered. Okay? Let's look at the next one.
And it's Parasmaipada.
This one is Parasmaipada. Okay? Next one. Sita Godavaryaha Tiram Agachat.
Sita.
Godavaryaha.
Godavaryaha.
That is the Visarga. Godavaryaha. Tiram, tiram. Agachat. Your basic sentence, sita, feminine, nominative singular, sita, agachat. See the of the agachat? Sita went. Okay?
Look at this. The root is gum. To go. One P. Gachati. Present tense. He or she goes. Agachat. Past tense. He or she went. Gachati, agachat. Jayati, ajayat. Okay? So let's look at the meaning.
We have basic sentence. Basic. When I say basic sentence, that means subject verb. That's the smallest. Those subject verb are the smallest units you can. Those two units make a sentence. And anything after that is additional, including the accusative. Because I can say Sita went, period. Okay? So Sita agachat. Sita went. Where? Godavaryaha tiram. Tiram means bank. Like bank of a river. Oh. To the bank.
He says
bank of America.
That's
for
picture.
Yeah, he was a businesswoman here.
Godavari is a river. Godavaryaha is the genitive singular. Right? It could also be the ablative singular. That yaha is for the long e, feminine e. Godavari yaha, genitive singular. The bank of Godavari. Godavari is a river. Sita agachat. Sita went. Then the place, the object of where you're going is put in the accusative. So Sita went where? To the bank, tiram, Godavari yaha, of the Godavari.
What's tiram?
Bank. Bank, like bank of a river.
Okay.
So Sita went to the bank of the Godavari.
Oh, I see. The
Godavari. The shore. The bank or shore.
Is that the name of the river?
60.
Godavari.
The top of page 60, the sentence, second sentence.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That was the, I was looking for the English.
Yeah. Oh, there's no English.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Now we're going to go to the third one. Okay?
Yeah.
Gangaya jalam apibam.
Gangaya jalam apibam.
Gangaya jalam apibam.
Gangaya jalam apibam.
Okay. The root here, the root is pa.
Pa.
Like gum becomes gutch.
Mm-hmm.
Pa becomes peeb.
Uh-huh.
Has to be memorized. One P. Okay. Pibami. In the present tense, where the affix is me, I mean, where the affix is me, and therefore the of the gun son becomes but the past tense will be a pibam.
Oh, shit.
A pibam. And here the affix is And so you have the, if you remember, if you've got peeb plus the gunna sign, plus a termination that begins with one of that will drop, and this will always stay short. It's the same if you have gum gutch, if I had gachanti, gutch plus plus anti, gachanti, right? Or peeb. Pib plus a plus anti pibanti. It's not a. It's because when the termination begins with an a, you will keep a short a. So here, pibami, because the a before a ma or a va affix becomes long. Here, the affix is and so the a plus a will stay short. You have to memorize that. So pibami and a pibam. It means to drink. Pa means to drink. So let's look at the sentence. Ganga yaha from Ganga, feminine, Ganga yaha is the genitive singular. Ganga yaha, jalam. Jalam means water. Apibam, I drank. I drank jalam, water. I drank the water of the Ganga. Okay? Ganga Yaha could also be ablative. I drank water from the Ganga. I took it as just Ganga water, Ganga's water. I think that's probably how they mean it, but it could be.
I might be able to mean from there. In English, we would say like that.
Everybody see? So that is first person singular. I drank. Okay. Let's look at the next one. Yodho Rao Sharan Akshipat. Yodho Rao Sharan Akshipat. Okay, Sandhi. Yodha Arao Sharan Akshipat. Kship is the root.
Kship. Kshit means to throw or release in the sense of throwing. Mm-hmm. And it's actually six-u bhayapada. It's going to be done either in Paris, Maitre, or Atmanipada. Which one are they doing? Okay, they're doing in the Paris, Maitre. So that would be as a six, it would be kshipati in the present tense. He throws or releases. I'm saying releases because that's the word we'll use for arrows, okay? Or, in the past tense, akshipat. Akshipat. Okay? Do you know? Akshipati, akshipat.
Meaning, yodaha, the warrior, arao, at the enemy, ari, Arao is locative singular from Adi, enemy. Mm-hmm. Sharan, accusative plural like Raman. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kship, to throw or to really release. Right? How would we say it? He threw arrows at the enemy. The warrior, Yodha Akshipat, the warrior released. Right? Or shot.
Sharan is arrows.
We would say that it was shot. The warrior, because kshit means, what it means is to throw, to release. So in English, we'd say probably the warrior, the yodaha, akshipat, shot arrows, released arrows at the enemy, shot arrows at the enemy. Ari is enemy, arao, locative singular. Does everybody say yodaha, nominative singular, akshipat, shot, throw, release, sharan, accusative plural from shada, arrows like raman, ramaha, ramau, ramaha, ramam, ramau, raman. So the warrior, akshipat, shot, sharan, arrows, adi, arau, locative singular, at the enemy. Okay? Everyone all right? Let's do the next one. Lalane chayayam upavishatam. Lalane chayayam upavishatam. Okay? Let's look at the meaning. Lalana is a feminine a-ending noun that means woman. Lalana, lalane is the nominative plural, right? Lalana, lalane, lalanaha. Lalane is the nominative dual. Two women. Chaya is another feminine noun. It means a shade. Chayayam is locative singular, feminine, in the shade.
You would shadow?
Yeah, shadow. In shadow or shade. Yeah, mm-hmm. Chaya is shadow or shade. So we would say here in the shade. Lalane, Chayayam, two women in the shade, Upavishatam. Tam is the third person dual in the past tense. Now, do you remember the root is a fixed parasmaipada, vish, plus the upasarga upa. So, upa vish, 6p. When you have an upasarga, the augment goes between the upasarga, the preposition, and the root. So you have upa plus a plus vish, upavish. So look at here. Here you have vishati. Oh, sorry, let me put it with the upa, okay? Here you have upavishati. Means to sit. Upavishati. Means really to enter down. Upavishati. This is the word we use for sit. If I say upavishati, two women sit in the shade. To make this past tense, this the augment has to be added, and it will be added between the upasarga and the root. So that I'm going to put it here. Upavish. Upavishat. Oh, vishatam. Because that's the dual. Tom is the dual ending. Upavishatam. Mm-hmm. So lalane, see that long ah? There's your augment. Your ah, your augment. Upa plus a, upa, upavishatam.
So it's actually
avishatam, right? It would be avishatam. Or upavishatam. So you have to remember that the augment was always put between the upasarga and the root.
But in the singular, you put a singular, right? Not dual. In upa
Tom.
Vashuti.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Yeah. This is a dual. I just was. Doing everything in the singular. Okay. Let's do another one. Putranam dharmam akatayaha. Akatayaha. Now,
is it dharmam?
Dharmam.
Okay.
I'm going to erase these top ones here, okay? Here, the root is cut. And it's 10 ubayapada. It's being done in the parasmaipada. Okay? Cut means to tell. So now, if I had, this is katayaha, akatayaha, second person singular. So in the present tense, it would be katayasi. Right? Because 10th gana takes aya as the conjugational sign. Remember? So 10th gana means cut, plus conjugational sign, aya, plus termination, in this case for the present tense, would be C. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're going to do cut in the past tense, it would be cut, plus the conjugational sign, aya, plus the termination, is, which is the same as visarga, okay. And the augment. Akatayaha. I tell, I told. No, you tell, you told. It could also mean, in context, you could say teach or communicate. But it really means cut, means to tell. So let's look at the sentence. Putranam, of the sons. Genitive can also be translated as a dative. It can be of the son or to the sons. And so you have to keep that in your mind, that sometimes the dative will be used in a genitive, the genitive will be used in a dative sense. Not the other way around, though. Dative won't be used in a genitive sense, but the genitive can be used in a dative sense. So this could be, you tell the Dharma, accusative singular, right? Of the sons, you tell the sons Dharma. Or you tell Dharma to the sons. Right? So it depends on, it's going to be, depend on context, but it's important, that's a little subtlety that's important to know, that sometimes, and it's in the Panini Sutras also, that sometimes the Panini Sutras or the Grammar Sutras, sometimes the genitive will be used with a dative sense. So you tell Dharma, and you might translate as you teach Dharma to your sons, to the sons. Or you tell the sons Dharma, possessive. It doesn't make as much sense to me, so I would, depending on context, you know.
But then, so why are they using paternal here? Why don't they use dative?
Because I'm telling you that this is exactly what I'm talking about. Sometimes the genitive and the genitive is used as a dative sense.
Right, right. But I'm saying if they use the dative, that would be quite okay.
Yeah, but I don't have an answer for that, except for you to know that there's a rule.
Right.
Yeah. So putranam, genitive plural, dharmam, accusative singular, katiyaha, past tense. Right? Second person singular. You tell, you teach Dharma to the sons. And in Sanskrit, remember that they won't put like your sons, you teach Dharma to your sons. That your won't be there. You have to provide that in English. Because we wouldn't say in English, you teach Dharma to the sons. Or we wouldn't say, you teach Dharma to sons. We would put in, you teach Dharma to your sons. Or you teach Dharma. If it's reflexive in Sanskrit, they usually won't put it in. If it was, you teach Dharma to their sons or to somebody else's sons, they'll put that in. But when it's reflexive, they won't. So all that you see there, you teach Dharma to sons. Mm-hmm. We would put in to your sons.
So it could also be putrebhyah. Oh no, what would it be?
That's what it would be, putrebhyah. But actually, I'm used to seeing it like this.
Okay, yeah.
That's why, this is exactly why Bhandarkar is so good. It puts in all these subtleties. The teacher is supposed to know to be able to explain that to you, but he has all the examples for these subtle differences in the cases. Let's do another one. Sitam vane atyajava.
Sitam vane atyajava.
I broke the sentence right. Vane atyajava. The root is tyaj, to abandon. Okay. Va, that in the past, in the present tense, it's me, vaha, maha. In the past tense, it's amva, ma. Okay.
So now, see, if I take this root, tyaj, to abandon. And if I put it in the present tense, it would be we two, vaha maha, me vaha maha, we two abandon. Before an affix that begins with a va or ma, the la is elongated. Past tense would be va. The java. Again, the elongated because of the va. So, we abandon. We two abandon, we two abandon. We both abandoned. Okay? Who did we abandon? Sita. Sitam is locative singular. Right? Sitam, locative singular. Where did we abandon? Vane, in the forest. We both abandoned, we both left Sita
in the forest. You see it? Sitam, accusative singular, feminine from sita, sitam. Vane, locative singular from vanam, in the forest. Atyajava, tyaj means to abandon, to leave behind.
So the of the past tense is usually harder to catch because it always comes in sandhi with like a prior, you know, so it's not...
Just like any word that begins with a vowel.
Right, because right. The past tense begins with the of.
It's
a little harder to catch than the present, you know.
That's right. Yeah, that's why it's not as obvious until you know, you know. Sitam vane atyajava. We're going to do one more, okay? Sankated pyo janam arakshaha.
Sankated pyo janam
arakshaha. Sankated pyaha. Sankate bhyaha. Janam. Arakshaha. Arakshaha. The root raksh.
Raksh, 1p, means to protect. Okay? 1p, raksh. Rakshati. He or she protects. Rakshati. Oh, I'm sorry, we're going to do the rakshati. You protect. Ksha. Rakshasi means present tense, you protect. Arakshaha. You protected. Rakshasi, you protect. Arakshaha, you protected. Second person singular. You protect, you protected. Okay? What did you protect?
The person, janam, accusative singular. You protected the person, the man. Person or man, okay? Janam, accusative singular. Sankate bhyaha. Sankata are difficulties or miseries. See? Oh. Difficulty, perplexity, for difficulty, okay? I would say ablative, plural. You protected the janam, the person, from the difficulties. Rakshaha, you protected janam, accusative, singular, the jana, the person. Sankata, difficulty or perplexities, they have. So, sankate bhyaha, from the difficulties. You protected the person from difficulties.
Using ablative?
Ablative plural. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.